not, for it is I, Sir Patrick Marlowe of House Marlowe. I have arrived here at Castle Babcock to help save the day. Where is the Meister of this keep?
Yes, Sir Patrick. I am Meister Selkie. Thank you very much for answering our raven.
Of course, for I am a champion of Westeros, and I'm here with my sword and shield to help you against the Lannister forces.
A champion, eh? Perhaps only a Western champion?
Well, let's just say I've seen a number of battles in my time. I've been proudly fighting for over 38 winter campaigns.
Wow. 38, eh? And exactly how many gold pieces are we paying for your services?
I believe the agreed-upon amount was an honorable 6.25 million gold pieces.
6.25 million gold pieces per season? Well, I'm certain with your exploits across the River Run and your proficiency with the sword, I'm sure to help us with a victory over the Lannisters in no time.
Meister, I'm here for a guaranteed 3 seasons of no trade, no movement campaigning.
3 seasons? What were we thinking? You're so old, and you've never won a thing in your life.
I can't help but feel you're being a little condescending.
Well, it's true. You're a veteran, and you're here to help our youngsters, and you are not even known as being a winner yourself. What are you even doing here?
I think my squire is calling me.
We now take you live to Russia for a Habs fan versus Leafs fan exclusive Akbar's Kazan press conference announcing the signing of now former Montreal Canadiens defenseman Andrei Markov.
I am very happy to be playing for Akbar's Kazan. I am very sad I finished 10 games short of 1,000 with the team I so dearly loved. Russia, my home country, but honestly, how I back in KHL? I never wanted to leave Montreal. I lowered contract demands. I ask 1 year. I ask less money, but they don't want me back. But come on, Toronto give Ron Hainsey $3 million per year. Really? I understand hockey is business. Montreal wanted to get younger, and when they signed 39-year-old Mark Streit, I had feeling I might not be back. Mark Streit, 39 years old. He played in whole 3 playoff games for Pittsburgh. Even though I was the Montreal's second best defenseman, I am gone now, replaced by Mark Streit and David Schlemko.
We now go live to the Montreal Canadiens preseason fan fest, featuring a very special guest addressing the season ticket holders. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, Tony from LaSalle, could you give us your thoughts on David Schlemko as one of the possible replacements for fan favorite Andrei Markov?
He's sweating like a pig. I never saw a guy sweat like this. The sweat is pouring down.
Mr. President, Patrick from Quebec City, how long is Marc Bergevin going to be our general manager?
Doing a spectacular job in Canada. Everybody loves him, and they love him for a reason, so congratulations on the job you're doing.
Hi, Mr. Trump, I'm Peter from NDG. Is the possibility of the Quebec Nordiques returning to the NHL a good thing for the Montreal Canadiens?
Why not? Come in, come on in. We're stupid, we'll take care of you, we'll pay.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Yes, Mr. Trump. Simon from Laval, how should we as fans feel that Philip Deneau and Thomas Plekanec are going to start the season as our team's number one and number two centers?
We need a leader that wrote the art of the deal.
I said trade deals. Who would do better? I know.
I'll tell you what. You're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about.
And we have people that are babies. It's like a chess player, grandmaster, playing against a checkers child.
We We now bring you exclusive HVL behind-the-scenes audio footage at an executive meeting from the Montreal Canadiens front office between Marc Bergevin and Claude Julien.
Come in. Oh, Claude. Claude, come in. Sit down. I just want to quickly run something by you. You know that offensive help we kept talking about that we so dearly needed for this hockey season?
I certainly do.
Well, you're going to get it.
Okay, who are we going to get?
You're not going to believe this, but I got us Jonathan Drouin.
You're f***ing kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
How the f*** did we get Jonathan f***ing Drouin?
In order to get something good, you gotta give up something good.
Okay.
And that's why I gave up Mikhail Sergachev.
But isn't he a left-handed, puck-moving defenseman?
Those are incredibly overrated, and I'm pretty sure we have plenty of them.
But, I mean, Jonathan's going to be the answer to our number one center problems, right?
Well, not so fast, because, you know, he's kind of more of a winger. And if you remember, Tampa and John Cooper soured on him because of some kind of defensive liabilities, but I'm sure it's all good.
So let me get this straight. We did get faster.
Mm-hmm.
But we got smaller.
Oh, yeah.
But we did get more French.
Oui. And that's the best part. He's a hometown boy. I mean, Claude, this organization hasn't had a French-speaking star in decades, and I'm going to change that.
But do we really care that he speaks French?
Come on. Isn't that why we hired you?
We now go live to exclusive HVL behind-the-scenes audio footage of Mitch Marner's training camp physical.
Oh, hello, Mitchell. You may remember me. I'm Dr. Shapiro, head team physician with the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, of course I remember you, Doc. You know, I'm really looking forward to this physical. Coach Babcock told me to keep getting stronger. I ate a lot more proteins in the off-season, stayed away from the junk food, hired a personal trainer, really worked on building up my strength.
That's wonderful. Why don't you hop up on this scale here and I'll check your playing weight for this year.
Alrighty.
Let's see here. I'm looking at my medical charts, and I see that last year you came into training camp weighing in at 170 pounds. I'm thrilled to tell you, you're now 171 pounds.
Yes!
I couldn't help but notice your new tattoo.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Austin got one, and he said I should get one too. It hurt a little bit, but Austin said it really made me look cool.
Well, it certainly does. I couldn't help but notice on social media that your buddy Austin hangs out with a lot of models over the summer.
I like playing Xbox.
In a world where the Toronto Maple Leafs don't have a captain, one man will lead them all. Mike Babcock is the untouchable one.
Hey, Coach Babcock, any thoughts about giving Austin Matthews some more ice time?
No. $50 million contract, 8 years. I'm Mike Babcock.
What about using Mitch Marner on the power play more often?
No. 8 years, $50 million contract. I'm Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock doesn't take guff from anyone.
Hey, give me your wallet.
No, I don't think so. I'm Mike Babcock.
You won't want to mess with the NHL's toughest hombre.
Sir, could you do me a favor and put out your cigarette while you're filling up your car with gas?
No. I'm Mike Babcock.
Whatever Mike Babcock wants, Mike Babcock gets.
License and registration, please.
Do you know how fast you were going?
How fast was I going?
180 kilometers in an 80 zone.
I think I can go faster. I'm Mike Babcock.
We got a runner!
He's not just the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's also the captain, the general manager, the president, and quite possibly your worst nightmare. And he makes more money than Lou Lamoriello and Brendan Shanahan combined. Coming soon to HBO, Amazon, and Netflix, Mike Babcock, the untouchable one.
Not to be confused with Ron Wilson, Randy Carlyle, Peter Horacek. Welcome to another edition of the Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan Hockey Translator, where we take actual players and coaches' quotes and tell you what they really mean. Tonight, we bring you Claude Julien's press conference after the 4-2 preseason loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now Claude Julien on the frustrations of losing.
Well, there's frustration of not winning. I hate to lose, okay? And I don't like to lose, so...
But what he really meant was...
Jeez, guys, we just played the Toronto Marlies and lost to them. We had the best goaltender on the planet in net, no Austin Matthews, and some guy named Marinson scored. I don't even know who the hell that is. No, seriously, who is Marinson? Where's he from? Who's that guy?
And now Claude Julien talks about his core players.
I haven't really seen the core group more or less be the reason for us losing games.
But what he really meant was...
Oh, I hope my core group starts to perform soon, because I can only use the it's only preseason excuse for maybe a few more days. Seriously, we haven't won in the preseason. I feel like my soul is dying.
And now Claude on the prospects needing to show more.
I think right now there's some guys that have to seize that opportunity to gain those spots that are open for them.
But what he really meant was...
Don't fool yourself. I'm talking about McCarron and De La Rose. You know, that brilliant talent that's supposed to help this team. Man, if Bergevin doesn't get me some talent soon, what about Scherbak? Oh, that's right. We sent him down the other day.
And finally, Claude Julien on Michael McCarron fighting.
He has to do what he has to do. Like, for me, the part that I say I don't care is if he feels that he has to, he's got to do it.
But what he really meant was...
So you picking a fight in our preseason is supposed to impress me. Really? Really? Watching you is like watching an enormous red traffic pylon trying to body check a small refrigerator. HVL proudly presents an exclusive and astonishingly private look at Joffrey Lupul's independent medical examination.
Yes, Joffrey. My name is Dr. Bolton. I am the doctor appointed independently by the NHL to go through your second physical examination. Tell me, how have you been feeling lately?
Dude, I feel great. I snowboard all the time. I feel awesome. I feel 100%. I look 100%. And I just can't wait to play in the NHL with my Toronto Maple Leafs, man.
That's wonderful. You know, if we can get you that clean bill of health, you'll be in the NHL in no time.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
Okay, just going to run some tests here. Yeah, as I mentioned, Joffrey, I was appointed by the NHL as an independent physician. You know, speaking of the NHL, Brendan Shanahan used to work for the NHL, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's still got a lot of friends there.
I guess, yeah, he does.
And a lot of friends can go a long way in this business.
Why is that music playing? What are you doing, Doc? Ow, it kind of hurts. My legs there. You gotta do that. Not my face. Not my face. Oh, my face. Oh, my beautiful face. My beautiful face.
Lou Lamoriello sends his regards. We all know that Austin Matthews is the future captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Are you worried that your current Matthews jersey will be out of date and out of style?
Don't worry, because now you can get your own personalized, limited edition, made out of the highest quality polyester, letter C. That's right, the same letter that appeared on the great C's like Wendell Clark, Doug Gilmore, Matt Sundin, and Rob Ramage.
Big C's, little C's, blue C's, white C's, micro C's, we got them all. Our official C's come complete with certificate of authenticity and an autographed Austin Matthews picture of the letter C, framed and packaged with an official MLSC lithograph signifying your love for the team.
Collect your C's, trade your C's, gift wrap your C's, or convert them to Bitcoin and go crazy at at the concession stands, it's the passion that unites us all. Wondering how much it will cost to update your current Austin Matthews jersey? Why, it's only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. Already a season ticket holder? Receive 10% off with your purchase of three or more.
And if you order now, we'll even throw in the actual thread so you can enjoy the awesome thrills of sewing the C onto your jersey yourself. Don't know embroidery? No problem. For only an additional $89.99, we'll send a seamstress to your home dressed just like Austin Matthews, wearing an Austin Matthews mask to do it for you.
You win!
We now take you to somewhere along the boulevard René Lévesque.
Oh man, are you kidding me? Someone just rear-ended me.
Boje moi, are you okay? Are you hurt? I am so sorry.
Well, you should be. Wait a second. You're Alex Galchenyuk, aren't you? Not only are you blind, but you don't even know how to drive. You haven't even scored a single goal yet this year.
I don't know what to say. I am so sorry. Let me help you any way I can with...
What the... hell! Somebody just smashed into my car again. What the heck is going on here?
Sacrebleu! Mon Dieu! Tabernacle! Hey, is everyone okay? Why is this smashed car in the middle of the highway?
Wait. You're Jonathan Drouin, aren't you? Oh man, I'm so sorry my car hit yours. Even though it was completely stationary, and I was standing outside of it, arguing with your slumping teammate. It was obvious you were trying to avoid me, and you know what, Jonathan? This is all on me. Don't you worry. And don't you worry, you haven't even scored a single goal yet this season. The whole city, the coaching staff, management, still love you. I still love you.
What's going on here?
Don't worry, officer. We've got it all under control. This was completely Mr. Galchenyuk's fault, and Mr. Drouin had nothing to do with this. He's also my favorite player. And he's francophone.
We now go live behind the scenes with an all-access look of Marc Bergevin attempting to make trades with his fellow NHL general managers.
This is Joe Sakic speaking. We're Snowblower in all of Denver.
Joe, this is Marc. Marc Bergevin. I need your help. My team is losing badly and we're sinking in the standings. I want you to know that I'm ready to trade Alex Galchenyuk for Matty Duchene.
You want me to give you Matt Duchene for your fourth liner? I'll tell you what, when you have any more Sven Andrighettos lying around that you want to give up on, give me a call.
This is Ron Hextall speaking, angry goalie of the 80s and 90s with a 5-hole the size of a Rocky statue. What do you want?
Hextall, it's Bergevin. Stop yelling, and by the way, it was great golfing for you last month. Listen, I need a huge favor, and I know you said you wanted more speed and talent in the top six, but I'm ready to trade Galchenyuk, our third overall
pick, always
pound
angry.
For pound, one of the best Russian players in the world. Make this happen, Hextall. You owe me
angry. Galchenyuk's playing on your fourth line. I'll give you Dale Weiss.
Garth Snow speaking. Good friend of Charles Wong.
Garth, we both know who I want. Give me John Tavares, and I'll give you Alex Galchenyuk, Jordy Benn, Jeff Petrie, Andrew Shaw, Yuppie, and four first-round draft picks.
You want John Tavares for your fourth liner? Here's what I can do for you. I've got this left-winger with a moderate upside. Listen to me. Hear me, Mark. We drafted him in the sixth round of the 2017 draft. He's on the smaller side. I know you don't need more of these, but here's the key. His name is Arno Durando.
Whoa, wait a minute. Is he French?
You betcha. He's from Beaconsfield, a suburb of Montreal.
Mon Dieu, zut alors! Send over the paperwork!
Good doing business with ya.
Welcome to another edition of the Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan Hockey Translator, where we take actual players and coaches' quotes and tell you what they really mean. We now take you live to Lou Lamoriello speaking about the current state and progress of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now Lou Lamoriello speaks about how good William Nylander can be.
When I talk about our young forwards, I talk about the five young forwards that we have up front.
But what he really meant was...
William is a very, very pretty, charismatic, handsome kid. I mean, this guy has girlfriends. You should see some of the girlfriends this guy has.
On the importance of Mitch Marner.
Mitch is an extremely important part of our team. There is no question about that.
But what he really meant was...
I've got to figure out how to feed this kid. Because when I was young, and my dear grandmother made me cannolis, I didn't leave a single one on the table.
And now Lou Lamoriello speaks on the development and growth of Nazem Kadri.
We've all spent time with him, and he needed some guidance.
But what he really meant was...
Look, I love the Lebanese wonder as much as the next guy. But there are some real concerns about the flipping and the flopping and the this and the that. I just want to see Naz grow to be a proud Toronto Maple Leafs player on a limited contract that's completely controllable by this organization. Is there really anything wrong with that?
On Hallow's Eve, the children would play, tricking and treating as hard as they may. On the streets of Rue Champlain and St. Luc they came, gleefully dancing with no one to blame. And so without warning came a frightful shriek, a darkened neighborhood to frighten the meek. And inside an embattled house within lived a devilish old Grinch named Marc Bergevin.
Well, hello, children. Happy Halloween. Here are some delicious treats for you.
Thanks, mister. Lettuce chips and Saturn bar? What are these?
Get over it. Lettuce chips, they're just like potato chips. They're just not as tasty. Saturn bar? Saturn, Mars? What's the difference? They're both planets, aren't they? You know the best thing about these treats, kids? I found them at the bargain bin of the dollar store.
You stink.
Go F yourself. And you are?
I'm Golem from Lord of the Rings. My mom did my makeup.
Golem, Gollum, whatever. You look more like Lou Lamoriello. Beat it. God, look at you. What a lazy ass you are. What are you supposed to be, stupid head?
Okay, well, I'm wearing a sheet, so I'm probably a ghost.
Beat it! You look like a stupid ghost. Go disappear and scare people. You know what scares people and disappears as well as ghosts? My playoff chances.